In 1947, composer Richard Rodgers and librettist Oscar Hammerstein were at the top of their game, Rodgers told a radio interviewer a decade later.
If you're reasonably rational and have any objectivity, you know that after you've had Oklahoma State Fair and Carousel in a Row, this is a very good time to be cautious. This is when it's liable to sneak up from behind and hit you on the back of the head.
Allegro, not them flat.
Brisk, lively, merry, and bright, Allegro. Same tempo, morning and night, Allegro.
The collaborators had helped usher in the modern musical with Oklahoma and Carousel, in which song, story, and dance were tightly integrated. In Allegro, they wanted to take those innovations a step further, as Oscar Hammerstein said in 1958.
Certainly in its conception, it was epic, conceived of a man from the date of his birth, following him through his youth and into his middle age. This boy had started as a country doctor and had then, through an overambitious wife, got mixed up in a kind of society doctor practice, and was devoting more time to the social life that goes around medicine than medicine itself.
Keep thinking, gentlemen and ladies, who keep a metropolis alive, drink cocktails and cocktails every afternoon at 5.
The show was directed and choreographed by the acclaimed Agnes DeMille. It arrived on Broadway with a cast of close to 100 and the biggest advance ticket sales in Broadway history at the time. But reviews were mixed, and Allegro only lasted a season. Witnessing all this was a 17-year-old production intern, Stephen Sondheim.
What was interesting was I watched a lot of very knowledgeable people put on a flop. And by flop, it was a show that didn't work the way it was intended. It didn't work partly because it was a highly experimental show.
And highly influential for the fledgling songwriter, who went on to become the voice of his generation with shows like Sweeney Todd and Sunday in the Park with George. Sondheim cites the show's unusual song structures and large Greek chorus.
Maybe going forward is easier than standing still. Come on! One foot, other foot. Now you can go wherever you want, wherever you want to go. One foot out and the other foot out. That's all you need to know.
In reviving the musical off-Broadway with a pared-down cast of 12 actors, all of whom play musical instruments, British director John Doyle focuses on the themes of Allegro.
It's a piece that's making a message about, I think, about the implications of certain aspects of the American dream. And if you want to follow your dreams, does that have to mean making a lot of money? In a world that values ambition, what does ambition really mean?
Money is everything. What can money buy? An automobile so you won't get wet. Champagne so you won't get dry.
Claiborne Elder plays the protagonist, torn between the trappings of success and making a contribution to society. Elder says the bare-bones staging of the current revival serves Hammerstein's words and Rodgers' music quite well.
We are doing it in a very modern way, maybe, but we are doing the text that they wrote in the way they wrote it, and it's like that. The fact that it resonates today with an audience as being edgy and a little bizarre is pretty incredible.
And Rodgers and Hammerstein? While they were disappointed with the reaction to Allegro and vowed to rewrite it, they moved on. Their next two shows were South Pacific, which captured a Pulitzer Prize, and The King and I, which featured a half dozen hit songs. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.